This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. ground forces are in southern Iraq, heading north, with one column reported to be as much as 90 miles inside the country. U.S. Marines and British troops have secured oil installations and a portion of the Iraqi port town of Umm Qasr and hoisted an American flag there. Elsewhere, troops have encountered some resistance from Iraqi forces. One Marine has been killed in action in southern Iraq, and 8 British and 4 U.S. soldiers were killed when a U.S. Marine helicopter crashed in Kuwait. Senior administration officials said President Bush has expressed condolences to the families. NPR's national security correspondent is Tom Jelton. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
A lot of news about the ground war, nothing on the air war.
Well, there is still at least a little air war, Bob. Combat aircraft are flying off U.S. carriers around the clock, hundreds of sorties each day. Cruise missiles are being launched from destroyers, cruisers, and submarines in the region. And we also have some reports now from people near a Royal Air Force base in Britain who say they have seen B-52 bombers taking off there. But you're right, the bombardment of Baghdad, for example, is still way below the level that we had been led to expect. And the apparent reason for this is that U.S. commanders are now hoping a really violent air assault may not be necessary. The U.S. preference would be for the Iraqi regime to collapse, and right now the goal of engineering that collapse has clearly taken priority over the bombing campaign. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said last night, "We still hope it's possible Iraqi leaders can be replaced, quote, without the full force and fury of a war." He said there are communications, both public and private, in every conceivable mode with key Iraqi officials. Essentially, they're trying to give them up, trying to convince them to give up without a fight.
What kind of success are they having with that?
Well, I heard from a defense official early today, quote, that things are going very well in this regard, but no specifics. Other American officials have said there are indications that no one seems to be in charge of Iraq's government and military right now. As for the Iraqi military, very large numbers of Iraqi troops are either surrendering or otherwise indicating to U.S. commanders that they do not have any intention of resisting. Some U.S. officers are saying they're not even bothering to take prisoners of war because it's often apparent that Iraqi troops are presenting no threat to U.S. forces. Now, if this continues to be the case, it would clearly be a sign that the regime could collapse, but it's just too early to come to that conclusion yet.
What's the latest thinking on the health and whereabouts of Saddam Hussein or his sons?
Well, we do know that U.S. officials believed that Saddam and perhaps his two sons were in that leadership compound that was bombed on Wednesday night. The Washington Post is quoting a variety of U.S. intelligence officials this morning, saying they believe Saddam did not escape that compound, that he was in fact inside there when it was hit, and that he may well have been injured if not killed. There is a report, for example, of an intercepted communication in which medical treatment is being sought for Saddam. Now, this morning, the Iraqi information minister insisted that Saddam Hussein is safe, but he did not say that he's uninjured, and he did not produce evidence to support his claim. And, of course, there was that television appearance yesterday of Saddam, or someone that looks like Saddam, giving a little speech. That tape is still being analyzed by intelligence agencies to determine if that really was Saddam and when it might have been recorded. If, in fact, Saddam were somehow incapacitated, the regime would certainly be in crisis right now because he really commands that regime, but we just don't know yet.
How likely is a big battle for Baghdad at this point?
I think the important point here to understand, Bob, is that Iraqi forces, while not putting up resistance in some areas, do put up resistance in other areas. And basically, it's areas that are important to them. The best example so far is in the port town of Umm Qasr, which is near Iraqi oil facilities. U.S. Marines advancing in that area did encounter some serious resistance. We now, as you said earlier, we do have the first combat casualty report. British forces in that area are also reporting stiff resistance. A British military spokesman just a short time ago said there is, quote, quite a fight going on in that area. So the point is that when the Iraqi regime wants to resist, it retains the capability of doing so. U.S. Army forces are moving very quickly through the desert, but they have not yet encountered the Iraqi Republican Guard or Special Republican Guard, many of which pulled back towards Baghdad. So there could yet be a fierce fight for Baghdad unless the regime collapses first.
NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Jelton.